It is the Nintendo Powercast episode 393. I'm your host, N64, Josh. Johnny, what is up?
What's going on? I'm back.
You're back with a vengeance and lightsabers and
no money.
Crawler, what's up, baby?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Cheesy, what's happening?
What's going on, cheese curds?
Well, guys, I got to give a huge thank you to everybody that has been tuning in to the live streams. We are like 85% funded, so thank you so much for that. If you want to help out, you can go to n64josh.com/donate. I've seen some of you guys that have not been in stream. I'll get just random notifications that you donated. So thank you so much. I really, really do appreciate it. We're heading to PAX Prime or PAX Unplugged. And Johnny and I are meeting up Yards Brewery. I got the reservation, I believe, for 6 p.m. until probably 11 or whatever. So if you guys are in the Philadelphia area, whether you live there or you're going to be at PAX Unplugged and you want to come hang out, we would love to meet up. So very, very, like really, really looking forward to that. Johnny and I can finally arm wrestle. We've been wanting to do that forever. And no, it's going to be really cool meeting in person. So thank you guys so much for making that trip a reality. I'm taking a couple days and I'm going to go to the Nintendo World Store and I'm going to vlog all about that too. So be my first time wandering around New York. So I'm really, really, really excited. So thanks again, guys. I really do appreciate it. Jump in the Discord, n64josh.com/Discord. We would love to have you come hang out. If you want to get yourself a NPC Scarlet or Violet t-shirt, you can go to n64josh.com/store and make sure to use code PAXUNPLUGGED to save 10%. So there you go. Before we jump any further, Johnny, where can people find you and what you're doing?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. And right now, I'm just trying to get back in the swing of things. So,
Crawler, where can we find you?
Hanging out in Discord and Josh's streams. Also, TikTok and Twitter. Twitter didn't burn to the ground this week, so that's good. Nightcrawler724. Nightcrawlers without the E.
On Hive. Cheesy, what are you up to?
Well, you can actually find me on Hive, but I am also on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch at CheezyC64, CheezyC64.
I'm on Hive also. I have no idea what it is. I didn't even put my picture or anything, but that is the actual me if you guys are on there. So, well, we got real quick. We want to talk the Mario Kart release because that's amazing. We're getting more tracks. And what do you guys think right off the bat? Maple Treeway. I was very, very excited about that one. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Mario Kart Wii, but there are a few tracks on there that are real bangers. And so far we've seen some of the best ones. So I'm pretty excited about that. But Crawler, why don't you kick us off? What did you think of the track selection this time?
Give me a second because I'm getting B-roll, so go to somebody else.
Okay, Johnny, what did you think?
I was excited when I saw Maple Treeway for sure. And then I don't remember. Honestly, I don't remember the tracks. That's probably not good to say. But I did see some anti-grav sections that are not the whole track. And that makes me really excited.
Yeah, even the textures look a little better this time around. You know, like look at the textures on Maple Treeway there. Like this looks more like a Mario Kart 8 track than that first wave, which is a really good thing. So, Cheesy, what about you? What did you think right off the bat? First impressions.
I mean, right off the bat, Maple Treeway. You know, one of the best sound or one of the best music in Mario Kart. And then 3DS Rainbow Road is pretty cool. Rocky Mountain, and then we get Merry Mountain. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited. I think that it will probably be one of those things where we play a couple of times all the way through, and then, you know, probably forget about it until the next wave. But in saying that, this is the third wave. So what, we have 12 new courses basically for Mario Kart 8. So even if we do play it one time, you'll go back and play the previous waves, and it's just adding more value. So I don't really know how anyone could be upset about this.
We have 24 new tracks. There's eight tracks per wave.
Yeah, Johnny is an accountant, I am not. So that checks out.
I audited that. So
I love it. That's great. Holly, what are your impressions?
Was Rock Rock Mountain, is this the tour version of it? Like it looks like it because it's in tour. I wonder.
I mean, it was one of my favorite tracks on 3DS. I love that track. And the Rainbow Road. Both of those tracks are up there on my list. And even looking at the real world locations or the two real world locations and this track, I don't love that it's Christmas themed, but you know, it is what it is. We do Animal Crossing Christmas theme.
That one has anti-grav. Merry Mountain looks like it has anti-grav as well. So it does look like they are putting more effort into making it feel like a Mario Kart 8.
They also look better.
Yeah, they do look better. I think the first wave, you know, they wanted to get something out. They wanted to get some feedback, and now we're seeing, the fruits of that feedback.
Well, what's exciting too is even with this new update, maybe they're going to go back to the previous waves and update those some more.
Yeah, because they did that with Coconut Mall when the second wave came out. So, yeah, that could definitely happen.
And it still needs love. Coconut Mall still needs love. If anybody from Nintendo has any polls listening to this, show Coconut Love some mall. Let us go up on those walls, some anti-grav.
It looks like it's on Coconut Love.
Coconut Mall. That's pretty good. If that was on purpose, that was pretty good.
Yes, show Coconut Mall some love. So, Rainbow Road right here, 3DS Rainbow Road, if you guys are watching the B-roll.
Do we think that's going to be an A to B, or is it going to be a...
It is. Have you never played?
I which one was that? That was 3DS?
This is 7.
I didn't. Yeah. I actually haven't played 3DS.
You are in for such a treat with this Rainbow Road. This is going to be this might end up being my favorite Rainbow Road in Mario Kart 8. And the thing I'm the most excited for is probably Boo Lake, because look, we're going underwater. Like,
yeah,
the Game Boy tracks are usually pretty flat, right? Like, this looks like they got creative again, and that's what Mario Kart needs. It needs that creativity. So
Berlin looks like it's got a little bit of the Super Bell Subway love kind of there.
So no, it's Josh, it's a great selection.
Why are you being a Grinch about Merry Mountain?
It's okay. I love Christmas. Like, I will start celebrating Christmas before Halloween is over, right? But just having like a Christmas track that we're going to be racing in the middle of summer and stuff, like, it just seems a little bit weird. If it was like four holidays, like the Animal Crossing track, I would be like way more on board with that, because it's like, it's just kind of, you know, it was a track created for marketing on Mario Kart Tour to sell Mario cost, like snow, like Santa Mario costumes, you know? Yeah. And so it's just a bizarre choice in my mind. But it also, it's a very fun track. I remember racing it on tour, and I was like, this is a well-made track. It's just the aesthetic is not as pleasing as I would prefer. That's all.
I get what you're saying. And as you were talking, I was looking at those waves, and maybe it's intentional that we have kind of a winter themed course, because you could say like Peach Gardens is spring. Maple Treeway is fall.
Right. Yeah.
Or Halloween for Boo Lake.
Yeah, so, yeah,
yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Maybe it's
cool.
Like a holiday wave.
Little. We'll just call it an Easter egg. You know. we'll call it an Easter egg. But yeah, it's the other thing I want to mention with Mario Kart, guys, is we're going to keep doing the Mario Kart streams on Mondays. I have to do them later. Unfortunately, I had a random job opportunity come, like, literally fall in my lap, and so I took it, and. But I'm in the office.
Josh has got to go punch the 9 to 5.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. The quick little side note is the town that it's in has a brand new Anytime Fitness. And so I was testing out a new gym today, and I was not sad about it. Like, it's all brand new equipment, like very clean. Like, I kind of was enjoying it. So, but the tournament's still happening. I saw a few comments, people asking how to get into it. The best thing to do is just show up for the streams. They're probably going to start at, I'm going to do my best to start at 6 PM on Mondays, which is 9 Eastern. And, that's the time I'm shooting for anyway. And you, be in stream, whether on TikTok, Twitch, or YouTube, and we put the code right on the screen. And we've had, I'm keeping track. I'm trying to see how many people we can get in, and we had 122 last week. So
keeping track.
Nice keeping track. Yeah, keeping track. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but we are doing another 12-hour chat controls the stream this Saturday. And we do end up playing some Mario Kart during those streams as well. So the other game I played while I was waiting for somebody to purchase a slot was Pokemon. Played quite a bit of it. So let's talk about it. Crawler went as hard into this Pokemon as I did Shining Pearl. I'm planning on kind of losing myself in a little bit of Pokemon tomorrow. As we have a pretty just relaxing holiday, not going anywhere. So I'm going to spend quite a bit of time, probably in handheld. Hopefully it runs okay. there's the snicker. There's the snicker I was waiting for. So let's kick it off. Johnny, you were a little bit late to the party. What are your initial thoughts? And I know Crawler's dang near close enough to give us a review, but I think we're just going to focus more on impressions. And then once we're done, once we all finish, we are going to do like a review spoiler show. I think it'll be kind of fun. So we'll definitely deep dive into this game more. But Johnny, right off the bat, your tweets have been very positive.
Oh yeah, I love this game so much. So like, I was on a trip Friday and Saturday, so I didn't get to play until Sunday. And everything that I was seeing on Friday and Saturday were like such negativity towards this game and how poor it runs, all the glitches, and I'm like, oh no, this is gonna be an awful experience. And then I played it and I'm like, oh, it's not bad. There's like it's not bad. I haven't really experienced any glitches. I've had one crash. I mean, it was my fault. I went into a gym, like I was just trying to
how go dare in. You enter a building. Mine was
that's my bad.
My crash came at the Poke Center right in front of Victory Road.
Oh, wow. Like,
I got that far into the game, and it crashed. But
and then you had to start all over.
No, I hadn't actually gone auto, in yet.
All right, if you're not shiny hunting, just leave autosave on. Even if you are shiny hunting, just leave it on.
I turned autosave off just because I'm used to that for Pokemon anymore. Like, Just hit. What is it? Y and then or X and then R and then hit save. I mean, it's not hard, but well, I don't know.
But I think I have six badges now, six gym badges. I did all the Titans because like if you don't do the Titan Road first, like you're something's wrong with you. And then
I did Titan second.
You monster!
I'm 1-1, so.
Well, you don't even know why you have to do the Titans one first, but
yeah. Darn it,
it kind of hits you. Like no spoilers or anything, but it's just like, oh, okay.
I think this is like the most story that I've actually ever experienced, like just baked into the game, I guess. Would you guys say that between the three paths? I think Team Star is I haven't. Yeah, I have that final battle to do that to culminate on Team Star, which it's weird. It has to trigger at a specific time of day, and I don't know where I need to go to trigger it. I don't know if I need to go do classes to trigger it or not. I went through the entire game, all eight gyms, the Titans, all that kind of Team Star. I'm just now going back to school and seeing that there's classes. I've seen the notifications or whatever, like new class you can take. I never went back to school until the very end.
I haven't done that either.
So, I mean, I feel like the game, I was telling Josh this throughout the weekend. This was the most like Ash Ketchum experience I've ever had in a Pokemon because usually I'm untouchable. I know what to expect going in. You face the minions of the gym leader before you get to the gym leader. I leave the gym, I go heal up, I come back, and I know what to expect. I know what Pokemon do well. You've probably seen a lot of the Pokemon, so you I appreciate, as a casual Pokemon player, the indications on effective, super effective, not effective. That helps me out so much, because going into the Elite Four, I'm sitting here Googling Pokemon, And when the name pops up, because I have no clue who it is or what it is or whatever, and I'm looking at their type and I'm clicking on the in the Wikipedia, I'm clicking in the type and seeing what they're weak to so I can pull out the correct Pokemon. Because that's how I have to play this game. I have to play it with a chart and Google, because I don't know who they are. My kid comes around the corner. He's like, "Oh, that's Sunshine!" Like from just the cards, or I don't know what he's been watching some of the anime too. I don't know.
They just absorb Pokemon info, like no matter what where they go. If there's any kind of Pokemon info, it's just.
So I mean, for the most part, up until like I got to that where it is a gauntlet, and I didn't save. I didn't spoof saves in between the Elite Four. I actually got all the way to the last Pokemon of the last of the four trainers and I wasn't ready for dragons. So I got taken out. I
have those fairy types, man.
I know. Or another dragon, a strong dragon type that can withstand some hits. So I got super close. I burned through a lot of revives and the Pokemon Center right in front of Victory Road usually has like the best the Pokemart usually has the best selection, and there's not a full revive or like max revive or whatever it's called being sold. I don't know.
We're telling you to get good, and that's why.
Probably. But
I haven't gotten there yet, so I don't want to.
But like I feel like I got wiped. I didn't pass gym leaders ice. I didn't pass ice the first time. I didn't pass normal the first time. And I feel like there's maybe one other one I didn't pass the first time, but otherwise everything was pretty simple. I didn't follow probably the path I was supposed to go. I kind of just went wherever, Breath of the Wild style, and kind of just saw a position that I wanted to go to. I focused on the gyms because I feel like with the setup of the Pokemon in the wild, they cannot go back away from that, because it allows you to kind of pick and choose your battles as you want. If you see a Pokemon that you want, you don't have to bank on. I bet shiny hunters like it a whole lot more. Oh, I haven't.
It's good. Like, I haven't really shiny hunted on purpose. I mean, I did get two shinies. I have two shinies now, and there is a method. They have the mass outbreaks from Arceus. So, mm-hmm. Like, the way this game plays, it's like a mixture of the old games with the gyms. The trials feel like the Gen 7 stuff with the
gym tests or whatever.
Yeah, the gym tests are like those trials are from those Sun and Moon. I didn't like them in Sun and Moon.
There were two good ones. The normal gym one where you got to figure out the recipe, that was cool. The
sandwich. Yeah.
The ice one where you go down.
Don't do spoilers. People will lose it.
I'm not saying like it's just.
I know.
All right, here's how you get
I just want to tread lightly. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying there's an actual thing that you have to do.
But they're not like the gym tests are not something to write home about. Like, no. They're not cool. The Titans are kind of cool. The bases are I don't like the bases.
I could do without the bases.
That's not a fun experience.
I want to jump into chat a little bit. Like this is going to be a conversation. We're going to talk about this game at length, because there's already some interesting comments in the chat that are counter to where my head has been going with this game. And I want to unpack them a little bit. Cryptic has a great comment. It says, "Why is this game getting a pass over a game like Cyberpunk? I feel like a lot of people are saying go in expecting the bugs and you'll have a good time. But Cyberpunk people were asking for refunds and the company lost reputation." I don't think it's apple to oranges, or I think it is apples and oranges here.
It right? is.
Like Cyberpunk showed one thing and then gave you something else if you were on the Xbox One or the PS4.
And Cyberpunk was unplayable for some people. This is playable. It's not ideal. It chugs. I was on water earlier this evening, and on water is the worst, I feel like, in the game. There's a lot of Pokemon that are diving up and down, doing different stuff. If you're on grass or in the desert or whatever, it seems like it's a little more manageable. You definitely see frame rate slow quite a bit. I think the battle animations being in engine causes weird things. I was laughing just scrolling through Twitter on Friday and Saturday night because some of the stuff that comes up, there's a specific worm Pokemon that people were posting pictures of that was pretty funny.
Wigglet.
Where it clips through some certain things. I saw one in the town where you do a battle in a town, and I saw a clip of a dude just walking through everybody. He was just walking through the middle of a Pokemon battle.
I watched Jigglypuff get yeeted into the atmosphere. Little deer walking off a cliff.
I don't know.
So whatever you see in the overworld when a battle starts of a Pokemon, there's some Pokemon that will charge at you and just you can't really avoid it. And if there's stuff going on in the background, you'll see just those Pokemon chilling out there. And it's kind of cool.
I like to think they're watching the battle. I like it. I like to think that they're just sitting there watching me battle. I had
no way, dude. Psyduck was just passed out with bubbles coming out of his nose. like in the roots of the tree. I was like, yo, that's immersion right there. Like that tells me that particular Pokemon has some kind of personality, right? Johnny, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It was like an orangutan. It's kind of big Pokemon. And I was battling this trainer and he's just standing like right where like a spectator would stand. And I thought I was giving him a show. I thought it was hilarious.
I love it.
Poppin, we're going back to like just performance. Poppin is crazy bad, especially if you're moving fast on your mounted Pokemon that you're going through. Sometimes there's like a family group of just like four or five of the mint, like the first evolution, and then like the second evolution is like the mama bear sitting in the middle, and you'll just kind of run into a pack of them, and then it usually triggers three or four battles that you have to do because they popped in and where you were, and that's just what you have to do. You clip below the geometry quite a bit because you have free roam camera during the battles. And if you're next to a rock face, I think that you get some Mario 64 camera glitch where you can't rotate the camera enough. The textures on the wall, like the rock faces, is really weird. It has, it looks like it's mud cascading down a cliff until you get close to it, and then the Poppin, like the textures solidify, and then
isn't that a Pokemon? He just stops moving when you get close. isn't that a mud Pokemon?
They have a tumbleweed Pokemon now, so like
they do. Yeah, that caught me off guard when I saw it.
Oh yeah, I have that one. I think yeah. I will say the buildings in the main town of the school are the crappiest 180p render. You stand right up to it, it looks like I don't know what it looks like. It just looks like hot garbage.
So I've been having fun with this game. And I think that it is what we want Pokemon to be. When I was younger, you know, there was a time where Burger King was selling like Pokeballs, golden, with like plushies inside. Yeah, and the golden
cards.
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't know, I would pretend that I had those Pokeballs and I go out in the backyard and catch Pokemon, you know? And so like this is what that game is trying to do. But I feel like I'm having fun with an asterisk because like it's not as bad as some of the clips that you're seeing online. Like that is something that can happen in the game and that is somebody's experience. So you can't say that that doesn't happen. I haven't experienced some of the major glitches. I've experienced like Poppin, and I guess I have experienced one glitch where my character's arm was kind of going on and off. It was pretty weird. I don't feel like I'm getting lost in this world as much as I want to. There's some cool cities, but I feel like it's the same level amount of detail that I saw in the past city that I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but I'm moving on. Like it almost feels like a checklist to me. And like, I'm having fun. Like the Titan storyline is really cool. That's the one that I am focusing on the most because there's just some heart there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really cool. And the gym battles, you guys were talking about like the gym tests. I do wish that puzzles were kind of more involved, like back in the day.
Kids
I
game. Always
found I don't even want that. I want the gauntlet of three or four trainers and the puzzle inside the gym. Like some of those gyms had some pretty decent puzzles to figure out.
The ice one, like in Pearl.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Any of them, like the, right. There's some that have like teleporters or whatever that you have to figure out a path
you slide on ice and try to get where you slide the right way.
My problem is it's very difficult to talk about this because I am having fun with it. However, Arceus, we thought, had some issues, and compared to this game, Arceus doesn't have as bad of issues. It should be better. Anytime that you have a new game or, you know, especially Pokemon, like their game should be better than the last game that they put out. And we just found out in 3 days, they sold over 10 million copies. And I don't feel like that's anything to be celebrated about. Like with the performance.
This game is good. This game is good.
It's gonna be great.
I'm excited.
I mean, but I was holding my tongue a little bit. I was letting you
like,
guys.
Who cares? It's a Pokemon game. Like,
but it, who cares? You should care. It doesn't matter. You like the excuse that you keep using is that it's a kid's game. If it's a kid's game,
it's a kid's game.
That's fine. But some of the stuff is not very like. This is a kid's game. When I was younger, it took me forever to figure out how to cut down a tree. That didn't make sense.
That's why they simplified it. Like so, they don't want kids trying to figure out. Like I think some of the gym tests, I don't think kids can figure out. I have no idea with the normal gym how kids are going to figure that out.
I sat down with William and I did that today with him. He was like, "I don't know what to do." And I feel like they almost needed to put almost every other gym test had an exclamation point on the map. They should have put exclamation points on the four people that you needed to go talk to.
Yeah.
And once you get those clues, then that can be on you.
Think about it. Then you still had to think about it. Like, it's hard not to talk about what it is, but I feel like even for me as a grown adult, like that was a tricky puzzle to figure out.
I wasn't allowed into the Elite Four my first time, because they give you a job interview.
And kids, they can't get job interviews because they're not old enough to get a job. See, it's not.
I had to Google. It asks you what gym you struggled with the most. I could tell you the Pokemon type of that I struggled with, but I didn't know the name of the damn city or the gym name or whatever it was. And then after that, it asked me who the gym leader was. I don't know. I had to Google it. There's no way for me to go in and look. I was looking for they take a picture with you after everything. I was like, is that saved somewhere in my file? Like I was going through every menu that I could. I was like, what was the gym leader? I know it was the ice gym. That's the one I had the most problems with. Cause I got hit with Earthquake and it wiped my entire team with Earthquake.
Back to performance.
I had to Google it and I to get it like that. I shouldn't have to Google it.
Back to performance. I haven't had anything that made it not enjoyable to play.
But don't you wish that it looked better?
No, I don't care.
Yes, I do wish it looked better. Yes, I'm with you.
For Pokemon. One of the biggest companies in the world.
I was listening to, I don't know if it was Kind of Funny or IGN. I think I've listened to both of them talk about this game this past weekend. But at some point, Nintendo, what stake in Pokemon Company does Nintendo have? Are they like 40% or?
No, it's 50? Like 30. It's like 30.
Okay. At some point, does the performance of this game and how it's being talked about hurt the most profitable? Multifaceted brand of Pokemon, does it hurt it? And at some point, Game Freak needs help. They are not competent on a home console. That's been proven now three separate times, maybe four. I mean, Diamond and Pearl, it ran okay, but it wasn't anything to write home about, and it was a remaster of a GBA. Was that GBA game?
No, DS.
Diamond and Pearl?
DS. Yeah, okay.
DS.
They didn't do that one.
Okay. So, all right. No, so Game Freak's off the hook on that one. But that was probably the best one of the four that have come out on Switch. Or how many have come out on Switch now? Sword and Shield, Let's Go, Diamond and Pearl,
Mystery Arceus. Dungeon,
Arceus.
Snap.
Snap.
There's a lot of
Pokemon. Pokemon Puzzle League.
Of the different, I would say Let's Go and Diamond and Pearl probably look the best, but those are the oldest, quote unquote, games of the bunch. But because Sword and Shield was criticized as well for different reasons, but I think texture wise, they're neat, like texture, performance, overall, whatever. At some point, I want to feel like it is the anime, like. They can put a small, like, I'm fine with text boxes everywhere, but let's get away from text boxes that we have to advance through in gym battles. Find a way to get 6-7 lines recorded audio performance for the gym leaders. Like, let's do that. And because it felt cinematic in this game for the gym battles, maybe because we actually got like battle type animations versus what we experienced in the rest of the overworld. But it could have been so much better because they did have, I feel like, more personality that they were able to show off in those animations that they did. But I want it to finally become a little bit more immersive. And let me skip some of that crap at the beginning. And advance through stuff a little bit faster, and
but we're getting there, right? Like, I feel like this game does change up the formula, does change up how we're gonna approach Pokemon moving forward. I mean, I don't know. There was a lot of talk about hardware limitations, and that has to be part of it. Like, the Switch is how old? Like, that 10-year-old.
The chip hardware? Yeah, the chip is pretty old.
And I know we have games like Xenoblade, which I honestly don't think it looks much better than what we have in Pokemon.
Oh, Xenoblade looks miles ahead of this.
But it still has, like, I don't like the overworld of Xenoblade because it's just a bunch of creatures and that's it. And then that's what Pokemon is.
What's Pokemon?
Yeah, that's what Pokemon is. I'm just saying, like, it's not that much different, and it's not.
They talk to you, at least. There's voice acting.
Look, I bring up this game a lot, is new Pokemon Snap. To me, that is the realest, like, that's like that we have ever seen Pokemon. But
that's like an on-rails small experience. Like, that cannot be compared to an open-world Pokemon game.
Why not?
Because you're looking at a five-minute on-rails experience. As opposed to
no battling,
completely. Yeah, there's no battling. There's no battle animations. There's no. You don't really interact with things.
There's a gotta catch them all mechanic of it, but that's about it. And it's via photos.
Yeah, I mean, that game does look good, but it's also, it's a different type.
It's a controlled environment.
My take is that it's time for them to get into some better engines, right? If they're going to be stuck to the limitations of the Switch, start figuring out Unreal.
Call Monolith Soft.
Sure.
Call Capcom.
Get some teams. Yeah.
The Monster Hunter team or Monolith Soft. And Nintendo needs to start throwing some of their weight around of what they have in control with the Pokemon company, and say what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and let's come together, because I think Game Freak is just left to their own devices, and it's a quality experience. I'm having a good time. I put in 30 hours over the first weekend. Like, that's a stupid amount. That's all I did kind of over the weekend.
You were having some special moments listening to your son in the background. Like, you got like it. That was awesome. Like, you had a great weekend with your kid hunting Pokemon together. Like, you're not doing that like on Xbox typically, right? Yeah. That's not, and he could have been in the same world with you if he wanted to,
I didn't even do. I didn't even think to do that.
I haven't done the co-op yet, but it's supposed to be really cool. Like, you just hop in and you do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's very limited.
Okay. Well, have you done it?
Yeah. So like, okay, you can set up a picnic and you and your friends can show off like your Pokemon.
I thought you could explore the world.
Like, you can ride around, but there's not really a lot that you
can you
do,
not battle.
Like, so you can battle in like the terrestrial. What is it? The Terra battles?
The Terra raids.
The raid battles. Okay.
So you can do those together, but then just like a regular battle, you don't get to see the other person's Pokemon battling out in front of like another Pokemon.
I don't know if I was expecting that at all.
There's just not a lot to do. It almost feels like Animal Crossing. Like you're there in the world.
You could steal each other's shinies.
Does it take as long as Animal Crossing to get into the other person's
world? It
doesn't.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's pretty quick that way.
So somebody said that they used the whole budget on the Terra Raid catch animation. I don't know if you've done any of the Terra Raids yet.
Yeah,
a little bit. The catch animation is so much higher quality than everything else in the game. Like that, they spent a lot of time on those Terra raids, and then
what does everyone think of this gimmick?
I don't like it.
It's stupid. Is it stupid? I think the reason why
I don't like it, I feel like it is covering too much of the Pokemon, like because they're all like diamond crystallized that you can't actually see them. Like, I know what the Pokemon looks like, but if you're adding this gimmick to it, it should like heighten the way that they look, and it's just like this looks just really bad. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it.
And I guess they're supposed to have a hidden, they can have a hidden type in it, but a lot of times it's also just the same type, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it tells you what your Pokemon's Terra type will be.
I'd have to read in the menus to know that.
Yeah.
The ones out in the world that are like not the raid dens, but the ones that are just out in the world shining. That is always
those are jerk faces, by the way. They are jerk
faces. Yeah, they're always like high leveled.
I thought it was an actual shiny, and I was like, "It's happening!" And Crawler immediately gets in my headset. He's like, "Just to let you know, that's not an actual shiny. It's not what you think it is. Stop getting excited." And I was like, "Fine."
But that Terra type is always going to be different than their main type.
Oh, is it? I thought I faced a Flareon that had fire.
Oh, well, I haven't encountered one that had the same type.
And is this the first time we've seen like evolved Eevees just walking around?
No, they were in Arceus.
Yeah.
Well, mainline.
Arceus is mainline.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Traditional.
This is our last time ever talking about Pokemon, everybody. Just so you know, we're sorry.
Because Arceus is not traditional.
Well, we haven't really seen like overworld Pokemon like this in.
Okay, well, so random encounter Eevees evolved. Has that ever happened in any of besides Arceus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that even in Let's Go?
I don't think so. Because there's only three types of Eevees in Let's Go.
Yeah, but they could be roaming around. I don't remember.
How many types of Eevees are there now? Like 20?
20?
There's not 20.
Nine, I think. I think there's nine. they love Eevee. Eevee's like the second Pikachu. Well, like their mascot.
Eevee is
like,
the second Pikachu.
Is Pikachu. Well, it's Charizard, Pikachu, and Eevee. Like those are the main mascots now.
I believe Sword and Shield had them as well, running around.
Yeah, they might. I don't think it was
Eeveelutions.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they were out in the grass. You could see some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing. All right. I will complain about one thing that I'm annoyed with. Getting a shiny Pokemon, they do not have a jingle.
It's true.
Or sparkle when they spawn in the map, like they did in Arceus.
Josh is going to kill a shiny in this game. Josh is going to kill one for sure, guaranteed. Oh,
so, pro tip.
I may already have. Let me check.
if you use the Let's Go feature and your Pokemon doesn't attack the one you sent it at, that's a shiny. It won't kill shinies.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So that Gimmigo must be all shinies.
Actually, no, that's like something
different. The aiming of the let's go, the automatic battle thing is not very precise.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't really go very far with it. That's no. The one thing that annoys me about that.
And I didn't really use it until after I was like done. The only time I used it was where it made me do it in the in the star camps or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. It should be noted that, you know, there's people that say like these games should be delayed so they have more time to be developed, and it's true, they should be delayed. But
there's a reason why it's not.
It affects cards, Pokemon, it affects shows, it affects merchandising, it affects the Poke Centers in Japan.
It shouldn't be an excuse, but it is. Like it's a really big excuse, and that's the reason why these games always feel rushed.
Do cards make more money than the games at this point?
Somebody was saying the games are like 10% of the money or something.
I would believe that. I believe plushes.
Yeah, like plushes and cards. But like, when you think about it, cards make up
a good chunk of what they do, and the cards are going to be driven by the new Pokemon in the game, and they need the game to come out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the new Pokemon card set doesn't come out until next year. Like the Scarlet and Violet. Yeah, I don't think it's like until spring or whatever. So we got a bit. It's not out now. Like they're still working on Sword and Shield sets. So it's more so of like the movie, the anime. Like they can't, if they delay the games, they have to delay everything, and it just throws everything off. But these games, performance is the biggest complaint. Like you could patch that. We're not going to get better graphic.
We're not going to get a graphical update.
Yeah, we're not.
All right, here's the breakdown, real quick. 90. Oh God, I'm skimming. This is the bullet points. Pokemon has earned around 91 billion in licensed merchandise.
B or M?
Billion. B.
91.
91 billion. Now remember, this is an old company, right? This is
96.
Yeah. 27 billion in video games, 1.85 billion in the box office, 83 million in home entertainment. I'm sorry, 830 million in home entertainment, 142 million in strategy guides and books, and 3 million in jet aircraft.
Yep. Oh, because they like the Hello Kitty the one, airlines. They have a Pokemon airline.
Yep.
There you go. So
merchandise was all combined to 91 billion.
That's this. Yeah. I'm going to keep searching to see if I can find like a pie chart.
That's going to have cards better, but... and plushes and yes. Anything else sold at the Poke Center.
Yeah. So games are make a quarter of what the merchandise does. Well, they did. This is as of, I think it said as of like after Arceus. So beginning of this year.
And they just made another 60 million.
It's the first half of 2022.
600 million. I know math.
I don't.
No, it's not. It's not 600 million. Cause like there's retail fees and everything. So
for the record, I do think that this is a really good Pokemon game for what it's trying to do. Like what it wants to be. I think this is the best version of Pokemon that we have had. There's no Vulpix, so that's like, you know, minus
I saw your 100 that,
points. Yeah. But no, I do think that it is a good game. I think that Toby Fox has some good music in this game. It's just, I want it to be better quality.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that kind of gets to my original question that I wanted to bring up. As gamers, I feel like there's been one topic that's been latched onto with everybody, and it's the performance of Pokemon, right? A lot of people are having fun with it. I've seen people that said they aren't going to pick it up because of the performance issues, but the numbers don't lie. This game is already, they're already
It's the fastest selling.
They're almost in the top 10. They're almost in Nintendo's top 10.
But yeah, I mean, they will, is that a 100%
be in the top 10 on the next financials.
Because, I mean, it's Pokemon. Like, that name was already on the game, so people bought it without even knowing how it was running.
For sure. I don't know. I just, the few people that I saw saying they weren't going to get it, it didn't really, I think some people still end up getting, I mean, obviously with Sword and Shield.
It's a vocal minority.
It is a vocal minority. What is, my question is, and this is where we're all going to differ, and I think we already do, what should we expect as the consumer at this point? Should we expect more than just a good time? Should the game run flawlessly? Keep in mind, the Skyrim games, Elder Scrolls or whatever, none of those have ever not had bugs, right? They haven't. Now, I wouldn't say this is the same scope, right? It's not, there's not voice acting. There's not the storylines there. There is a lot happening. At the end of the day, I am having a good time. Do I wish it ran better? Absolutely. But like, I can't wait to just kind of lose myself in this Pokemon game. And that was more so than I could say about Arceus. Do I wish it looked like Snap and that they would start, like, they need to put these games on engines that scale well for the Switch? There's no question there.
They need to hit up Capcom for the RE engine is what they need to do.
Something like that. Yes, that would be great. What should we expect from this older hardware, from a company like Pokemon? And let's just pretend this, if the game ran smoothly, what would people be picking apart, do you think?
One tree. They would say the world is empty. They would say the world is empty. That's okay.
Is this considered second or first party? It's second party.
It's first party. No, it's first party. Published by Nintendo.
It's published, but it's not, I don't know. But as a first party game,
Pokemon games, for example, are a second party.
Oh,
Game Freak is a second party company. It's just much more rare to have second party companies anymore. Usually it's just first.
And it's gray area because Nintendo owns some of Game Freak and Pokemon Company and all that. Like I've said earlier, with as much probably in the door that they could have with Nintendo, Nintendo has a way of making magic happen under the hood with a beat down junker of a car. So the Switch at this point is going about to be 6 years old, right? Next March. Mm-hmm. You should have found something to optimize. I think what Josh is saying has said, I think the engine is the root of the problem. And
disclaimer, we're just guys with microphones. So it is a guess. Okay. It's just, we're not developers. So it's just our assumption.
I feel like they need to shop for a new engine, or I don't know if they can afford to take the time off. I guess they have enough of a backlog.
Enough money now that they need to bring on more contractors. Yeah. Supposedly, from the research I did, Game Freak's about 200 people, and they had about 1,000 contractors total working on this game. Yeah. Maybe it's time to purchase another Game Freak and give Game Freak 6 years to work on a game and get another company making a game every 6 years also, so they get on a 3-year cycle and then throw in the remakes, the engine, for filler.
Because if you can get
people that actually know how to make console games.
That I think that is part of the problem. Like, Game Freak has been, that was the biggest criticism, I think, when it came to Sword and Shield, and that it was mainly graphically, but now now we're seeing a graphics and performance. I think they found the story is way more compelling, I think, this go around than any of the other ones that I've played. So they have something there, but they need to expand. They need to either employ a different engine or get another team like Monolith Soft or take advantage of some of those developers that are sitting in Nintendo headquarters and let them, they need to open the doors and let some more people in to help because they need the help.
Well, I'm sure everybody that made that Digimon game doesn't have a job right now. Bring them over.
Nate brings up a good point that they did put out two games this year, one being Arceus that was somewhat open world-ish, more like Super Mario Odyssey, and then they came out with this game. So, what did you say? They had 200 people?
From the research, I think that's good.
That is ridiculous. And I think, honestly, we circle back to this conversation when Tears of the Kingdom comes out. Because even though it's going to be, the Switch is going to be 6 years old, I don't think that game is going to have any issues. And yes, maybe it is running on an engine that we've already had, but it's going to be a really great experience. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be. And part of the conversation,
you're gonna have a Switch Pro by then, so it's gonna run fine.
I don't know. You think so? Are you joking, or do you really?
In 7 months we're gonna have a Switch Pro?
I don't know. I hope so. I was all on board of these people saying that we need better hardware because we do.
Oh, we absolutely do.
But I think Nintendo sold 10 million copies of Scarlet and Violet, Nintendo, I can't imagine that they are happy with the performance. Like, they probably are having some conversations with Game Freak.
Well, they're issuing refunds.
That's
right, yeah. But not everyone is getting refunds, right? It's a possibility that you can get a refund.
It's probably digital only, and you probably have they don't have a great way to track your playtime anyway, so who knows if they could tell if you played it.
Right.
But yeah, I mean two games in 1 year, that's not necessarily on the devs making it. I don't know, that's corporate greed, I think, as well. I don't know what was Arceus used as a proof of concept, and then
They feel like they were working on it side by side. There's a lot of concepts.
There's a lot of similarities
in Scarlet and Violet that were in Arceus. So they definitely were speaking to each other.
I could be wrong, but weren't they working on Arceus a year after Sword and Shield? Or right after the development was done, they started on Arceus?
Maybe. Something like that.
No way to tell.
I want to circle back a little bit because talking about bringing a new console, we are going to be in a new 3DS XL situation where only certain games run on certain pieces of hardware. I don't know. I think it's probably better for Nintendo at this point, and I could be wrong, to continue selling the current stock that they have, because they're making more money. It becomes more profitable the older it gets, right? The parts become cheaper, become more readily available, and their margins grow.
I understand, but if they're even their product suffers from it. So say, Tears of the Kingdom comes out and it runs poorly. That's not a good look.
I'm not disagreeing.
It's been delayed. I think it was delayed to make sure that doesn't happen. Or the chip shortage has caused them to have to do it. And maybe you are right. Maybe we are getting a new Switch Pro or whatever they're gonna call it, new Switch 3DU.
I doubt it. That was a joke. I'm just hopeful. It's I'm so sick of it.
But the problem is after this holiday, we're at what, 114 million units right now? Like, we're going to be at 120 probably here pretty soon.
I think we are, aren't we? Already at 100.
No, I thought it was 114.
I thought it was 114 last financials. So, I mean, but that's pre Christmas rush and
it's pre Pokemon.
Yeah, pre Pokemon, pre that was barely including the new Splatoon Switch and then the Pokemon Switch. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have, like what Josh was saying, you can't bank on just the new hardware. Because how many of the new 3DSs did they sell? Like, it got better as they got into they dropped the 3D and they just did the 2D wedges. And or was the wedge even new capable? I don't even know. That's where it gets confusing. But, like, you don't want to leave that big of a install base behind. So there are creative ways, because we've seen Xenoblade and we've seen Monster Hunter and other games that have more features in them, run better, look better. It comes down to a studio needing to probably just put out a product that they're good to stand behind and proud of.
I mean, Johnny, you played Sonic Frontiers on Switch. How does it compare to Scarlet and Violet?
I want to point out that I was absolutely 100% correct about the bargain bin within a week, because
it's like half off now.
Because on Friday, or I think right now, you can get it for like $30-$35. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't run well. Like it runs fine,
but it doesn't run well on PS5 either, is what I've heard.
Like, it's super muddy. Mm. That's the one thing about like Scarlet and Violet. Like, a lot of these like third party games, when they come to Switch, they have this like weird, like Vaseline's like wiped over the whole thing, and mm-hmm. I feel like Pokemon doesn't really look that like that.
Go look at a building.
yeah, the cities do look kind of, and you can't go in anything. Like, that's weird to me. You can't go in any of the, like, I like breaking into people's houses. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, in Pokemon. Yeah, and you go into a store and it's just a menu. That's all it's not.
Yeah.
You imagine and it, them and it's, trying and it's to
slow.
Render.
The menus in there are slow. Have you guys opened up? Have you gone shopping at all?
I don't do that really, because I'm like, this is,
I think,
pointless.
That's part of the reason why the Poke Centers are the way they are. They couldn't help you walking in and out of buildings.
I mean, I walked into that gym and it crashed. So, like, I love it. I said that Arceus was my favorite Pokemon experience since like Gen 2. Now this is my favorite Pokemon experience since Arceus. So,
it's, yeah, I mean, Arceus. Each game does seem like it's getting better with how you want Pokemon to be, how it's becoming more fun. There's definitely room for improvement. I'm so tired of walking up to NPCs and they turn to me with their arms crossed and nodding their head with their mouth open, or their,
or you talk to their Pokemon instead of them. I don't want to talk to your Pokemon. I want to talk to you.
Sometimes the Pokemon have really good conversations. You should really just pay attention to what they have to say. It's kind of sad, because as we're talking about Pokemon, and I think just everyone that is a fan of Pokemon obviously has FOMO towards the brand. They don't want to let it go. They've spent so much time when it comes to Pokemon. They have so much love for these creatures and characters that it's like, it's hard to say goodbye if you wanted to move on. The other part of this is that it feels like we're just saying, we expect these games to run the way that they run, and that's Pokemon. Like, I'm okay with it, you know, and that's how it should be. But I don't think that it should be like that. I think that if they are, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world, their games should be better. They could be a fun experience, but there's no question that they should be better.
I don't think it's bad.
I don't think
people are way over exaggerating.
I don't think
the
experience is not bad. The experience is not bad. I put 30 hours into this game. Like, it's not bad. Could it be better? Absolutely. Could it be just, I don't know. It's
tough because, I mean, I know after the podcast, I'm going to start playing Scarlet or Violet and continue my journey. Cause like I am having fun with it, but I, like I said earlier, I don't feel like I'm getting lost in the world. It is kind of a checklist to me.
And I go one point to the other. Yeah.
I'm done. Like, I'm not going to be returning to it. And that's me. I'm not one of those Pokemon fans that is going to be spending hours on this game, collecting all of the Pokemon and all of the shinies and creating like the best team that I can. I'm not going to go into like competitive scenes. For me, I know the type of person that I am, and I'm going to play Pokemon until it's finished. And then that will be the end of that game. But I think for those that are really big into Pokemon, would also want it to be better, that they could get lost in the world. You know what, like, Pokemon game they need to have is where you can be like a fisherman, or you could be a baker, or any of these NPCs that you talk to on the road, like, have a personality, a little characteristic to yourself. Maybe the Pokemon that you collect help you bake. Maybe they help you fish. Maybe you're a breeder and you can help other people breed Pokemon. You know, like, it could be a really cool, immersive, open experience. They have the capability to.
Well, you
maybe
are
they don't have the capability to do that, but like it, they could. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much that they could do with Pokemon because of the name and how much people love these creatures. Why not? I mean, if there was going to be any kind of metaverse, Pokemon would be it.
I do wish that. I don't have to play as a child anymore. Like, I'm so, like, give us an adult grown up Pokemon. Yeah.
Well, especially like there's a 60-year-old dude that's a student at the school. Like,
I know. What is that about?
Where's the choice in that? Like, you had four options of a male or four options of a female, and they're all 10-year-old little kids. And your rival is like an 18-year-old girl. And the school nurse is hitting on you as a 10-year-old kid. I don't know what's going on with that. But still, I mean, I don't know. There's some underlying stuff there with the nurse. I don't know. how many gym badges do you have, Cheesy?
I have three gym badges, three Titans.
Johnny, you said you have
one base.
Johnny said you said you have six.
I have six gym badges. I did all the Titans, and. I think I did three of the bases.
I said 100%
of everything. I have a living shiny Pokedex.
You have,
and I have two shinies, so I'm better like, than all of these,
one
so.
Or two Titans done. Do you have
one?
One and one or two gyms.
One.
One. Okay. I felt
Pokemon has always been a checklist, right? It's always.
I felt pressure to go to the gyms because I had Pokemon that I had been able to catch that weren't listening to me, and I was like, I need to get more gym badges. Yeah, I wish they'd kind of the other two paths. The you get badges for everything. They're giving out badges like candy because the Titans have a badge and the Star Camps have a badge, but then there's the eight badges that really matter.
They all matter.
No, they don't. Because Pokemon don't listen to you unless you have gym badges. I feel like I wanted at the very beginning you just talk to people and they fill up your map with icons for you to go do. I appreciate that it was kind of just go anywhere, do anything. I would have appreciated, I guess, a little bit of guidance because, well, like I said at the beginning, it was the most Ash Ketchum experience I guess I could have had, where you get your ass kicked by a gym leader because you wander into their gym. You wander into their gym and they have Pokemon 15 levels higher than you.
They should have had, like, when you enter an area, you know how it says, like, South Area 1 or whatever? Mm-hmm. You should have, like, recommended level.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to stay away from, the Area 6 until I was getting near the end. Like, so they kind of have those areas kind pseudo-marked, but, like, I wandered up the mountain to the ice gym, and I got my butt kicked.
I definitely went, like, the wrong way somewhere, because I faced somebody with, like, level 30 Pokemon, and then I went to a different area, and they were at, like, level 20 Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely I wish they had level scaling. I wish they had that.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to the guides like IGN or wherever else, they have like preferred path that you could do. But like, I kind of wish the game, I don't want to have to rely on exterior kind of stuff to figure that out. The menus in Pokemon are still horrible.
Hey, everything's evolving with this series, right? And there's things going the right way. There's no question. I want to mention on Poke News Now podcast, we talked about the possibility of an MMO, and maybe we'll get into
That's what Cheesy was describing pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Imagine what that would run.
They'd have to branch out to PC.
Well, and I mean, Microsoft has, Sony has, maybe it's time.
The card game's on there.
Yep. So yeah, we'll dig into this more because I think there's a lot here, and I've enjoyed this conversation. I really like the different perspectives. That's what I'm here for. Hearing people's different perspectives on it's. There's no other form of media that I can think of, or really many other products. How many of us buy something for $60, get X amount of hours of use and entertainment out of it, critique it the way we do a game, and then have to decide if we enjoy it? And it's really kind of tough. Unless you bought it at like Best Buy or something, it's a little bit tough to get to get a return on it, you know? You go see a movie for $20 or whatever, $40, and it's like 2 hours, and you're like, eh, okay. I either liked it or I didn't like it. I'll watch it again on Disney Plus, right? So it's there's so many factors. People love this series. They want the best for it. They want to have the best experience with it. We also want to make sure that the money that we're spending on our entertainment is going into something that's a quality product that we can enjoy and run smoothly. I don't think there's anything wrong with expecting that. That's it. I don't know what else to say, really. Like, yeah. There's so many different sides of the fence and where you want to land, and gaming is unlike anything else. And we've been doing this for so long. We're all kind of like connoisseurs at this point, right? Like,
this game was good enough. I was planning on splitting my time this weekend, trying to finish God of War. Mm-hmm. And play this, and I didn't touch God of War this weekend.
So you did not play the game of the year to play Pokemon. That's crazy.
I did not play the runner-up game of the year this year.
I didn't play God of War either because Pokemon's just more fun.
I'm poking the bear. Well, we want to say, Cryptic says, know the podcast is ending soon, but happy Thanksgiving to the NPC crew. Be safe and have a happy holidays. Thank you so much, guys. If you are celebrating Thanksgiving, have a happy Thanksgiving. If it's just a Thursday for you, have a happy Thursday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all the love and support. We appreciate you guys so much. We love doing this, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.